Welcome back to Brazilian Beats. Today we'll be talking about Black Brazilian hip hop and MPB artists. My name is Kendall Flythe, and these are our co-hosts.
Rosie Louise Saint, Naomi Munson.
And my name's Ernie Luongo.
And today we'll be talking about how Brazilian artists spread awareness of Black political issues through music in the past and present. So, Rosie, tell me about MECida.
So MECida is a Brazilian rapper who's been really popular, especially amongst the young generation, as well as those who are older. He produces a bunch of music that talk about political issues in Brazil, also highlighting the culture and history of Afro-Brazilians in Brazil, all that they've gone through, what they have overcome. Specifically in his MECida Amarelo film documentary that is on Netflix, he really emphasizes the different cultures that Brazil offers. And there's a specific song that I really like and that resonated with me called Pantera Negra, which means Black Panther in English. And it basically talks about references from the Black Panther movie, but also taking pride in who you are and your identity as an African-American and as an Afro-Brazilian, of inclusion. And MECida is really just an uplifting artist that you don't really see in Brazil or America. So yeah, that's what I would like to say about MECida.
Okay, well, MECida did a collab with the artist I did, which was Mahoor, and one of the song's called Amarelo, where they talk about being united, because in the documentary, MECida emphasizes about how instead of having the Black LGBTQ movement in Brazil and the Black Lives Matter movement, they should be united. And I really liked how both artists came together for the betterment of, I guess, Brazilian society and inclusion of all people. So, Ernie, tell me about your artists.
Dude, I talked to Bia Ferreira, and she's an Afro-Brazilian artist in Brazil who talks about a lot of different issues, such as like feminism, anti-racism, and homophobia. And one of his popular songs is called Cota Now Is Mola. It's mainly centered on like Black issues, or like basically Black oppression. And like in English, what that song is called, or what it means in English, is quotas are not handouts. How like they have universities called like racial quotas, and it's kind of like our version of affirmative action. So basically they need a certain number of like Afro-Brazilians or indigenous people making equal access to education. The conversation is that it's nothing but a handout. The song, people to acknowledge that Black people are like go through a lot in Brazil, and that it's not easy, and they're just not getting free handouts. And there's another song that she has. It's called. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce it, but it's like Precisa Se Amelia. And it talks mainly about like gender issues for like women in Brazil, and like especially like Afro-Brazilian women, and like how like there's just gender roles like put on women in the country. And that's why I really liked her. I like when I was listening to her music and like Googled like the translations, I really liked her music because it did like she speaks a lot about like issues. And even in like from one of my research, she said through her music, she wants to advocate for women's rights and speak against racism / homophobia, and that she acknowledges that her music can make people uncomfortable because obviously it's like a sensitive subject matter, but she believes that in order to create change in Brazil, she needs to like talk about this stuff. So even though she knows that it's going to be like uncomfortable for some people, she believes it's still important to talk about. So yeah.
I really like what you had to say about the artist. But some of the points that you brought up sound very similar to what has occurred in America too, as far as affirmative action and people talking about giving others handouts. So my question is, how would you compare, because she says her music makes people uncomfortable, how would you compare that to, I guess, hip-hop artists here talking about women's rights? For example, now, I guess like Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B, that type of genre isn't exactly the same as far as Brazilian hip hop, but they both talk about women's taking back the right to their bodies. Which approach would you prefer? Her approach as far as Bia Ferreira or the American hip hop artist here?
I think both approaches are fine. It's just it depends on like the individual artist. Like they're allowed to like express themselves. However, personally, and this is no shade to either of them, I think both of them are great ways to approach it. But I think I liked Bia Ferreira more. But it was just because like her lyrics, like I don't know, they just like stuck out to me. Like for example, gender roles, the now precisa says Amelia, like her lyrics is like, I sing for the objectified black girl, hot muscular who has to dance. The housewife cleans, washes, and irons clothes, but outside the house she can't work. The housewife cleans, washes, and irons clothes, but outside she can't work.
That's
And I,
period.
because she's like very direct, and like, she, and then following up with it, she says, to be
Amelia.
Aaliyah, to be real, you have the freedom to be who you want, to be black, indigenous, trans, northeastern. One is not born a woman, one becomes a woman. I just feel like she's very like, I'm not seeing other artists here in America because like there's so many different artists in America in like hip hop that who are also direct, but in my experience, like she definitely was more like the other ones. Like they other artists that I hear in America, they definitely do bring up like important issues, but it just didn't strike me as powerful like hers did. And
Oh,
also,
okay.
in her other song about like Kota now is. This is like racial quotas on our hand quotas on our handouts. I really liked when she was talking about like what there's a lot of things they don't didn't tell you in school. Quotas are not handouts. Try being black and born in the slum so you cannot so you can see that. What comes with being black and poor is not shown on TV. Oppression, humiliation, prejudice. We know how it ends when it starts like this. Since she was little, she was wanting to help her parents. And I just like a very powerful statement, and I don't like she really wants you to like emphasize, she wants you to hear this, like she emphasized the point a
Okay.
lot more. So yeah.
But if I could interject in terms of like American artists, I feel as though in today's time, like with Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, I do think it's not as direct in terms, they're more sexual with what they're saying in their raps. But artists like Queen Latifah, Lizzo, Lauryn Hill, their words have more meaning and value. They're getting into more of the nitty-gritty stuff. Like Lizzo is talking about how you should love yourself and the power of being a black woman and how you shouldn't let anybody treat you otherwise. Lauryn Hill is talking about social issues, race and identity, and songs like Doo Wop and Everything Is Everything. So I feel as though right now in the 21st century that the artists are more so towards sexuality. And then back then in the 90s, they're very more upfront with social issues, socioeconomic issues, and that type of stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I
see what you're
definitely agree.
saying.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think just to add before we go on, that the positivity of one's music, as well as what they say in their songs and their lyrics, have an impact on the younger generation. You see now, like you had mentioned about Lauryn Hill and, you know, Queen Latifah, when they made those songs, they impacted their generation differently, and just the way that they acted and like society was different. And now with Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, all these newer artists who talk specifically like sexually without really being in tune with their emotions all the time, or just, you know, addressing relatable problems that happen with all of us, it leaves the young generation to just follow that because they really follow what they hear, and music is powerful. So yeah.
Speaking of the youth, to highlight a little bit more about my artist Mahur, she is a 28-year-old transgender artist, MPB specifically. She's actually from El Salvador, and the whole purpose of her career, and like what I really liked about it, was that she made a point of her career, like her existing by herself is already defiance of Brazil's culture because the homophobia has been strong for so long. Like in one of the interviews, they talked about how they recently just allowed gay men to donate blood because of transphobia against like AIDS and HIV. And even in like songs, he talks about how we all just need to love each other and how everyone should just be happy with themselves. And that is why I really liked his recent album called Ariska. It was released last year and it was inspired by Beyonce and relating to Emi Siva and both of them as far as standing up for the community. I feel like he did, and also My Artist as far as trying to inspire the youth to get their message across with liberation.
The oppression of transgender people. And on top of that, she had begun a career in a non-profit choir and is from the slums, which shows how self-determined she has been throughout her career for the youth's liberation.
It was shocking for her to be so confident, especially during the times that she was born. During this time, because they've only recently started to value trans lives publicly. And it's kind of like what we talk about in class about how Brazil mirrors America as far as with the different social trends. So how close like our political system and I guess social trends are with Brazil and America in relation to like the music industry.
Well, I really didn't, like, before doing this research and before traveling to Brazil, I didn't really know there were some parallels, but I definitely noticed some, like, similarities, and, like, there definitely are, like, especially, like, the social issues are, like, I don't want to say it's totally similar, own differences, like, systematic racism towards, like, people of African descent in both countries, and, like, both are, and, like, using art or using like music as a way to combat against that is very common in both countries, America and Brazil. So I found that very interesting. Similarities that I didn't realize until I started like looking it up. And like, I guess like it's still sad, but I guess like it's very interesting to see how like our struggles like intertwine and that we're more alike in that way than different, if that makes sense.
I understand, yeah, because even we were talking about in class about the difference between race, ethnicity, and culture, and like people grasping that. Brazil just started having that conversation where they separate their nationality and race so that everybody starts to recognize the racism of Black people, because during the previous political system, they tried to say there is no racism, but it is just we are all Brazilian.
Mm-hmm. I really liked how you added that point. Like, yeah, I just really liked that point because, like, there was a time I almost forgot about that. How, like, and I feel like this, like, that kind of like thinking is like a little bit here in America too. Maybe not as strong. I don't see color. Da 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 da. It's not a big deal, but it actually is a very like big deal, and like I feel like we should definitely talk about it more. And like it's good to be like proud in your country and like be proud in your nationality, but also like acknowledge like the different races and how they're treated differently in society is like is a step to getting us to actually see change. So yeah.
Yeah, and it really is interesting because when I lived in Mexico, you know, the Afro-Mexicanos, they never recognized themselves as like Afro-Latina. They always said, oh, I'm Mexican. Same thing applies to when my family moved to Panama, they said, oh, I'm Panamanian. It's interesting how they don't even acknowledge their, I don't even know if I want to say they don't acknowledge their history, just so, I want to say against it, maybe because that's like their history has been brought them to that point where they say, oh no, I'm not Afro-Panamanian, I am just Panamanian. Maybe in terms of being treated equal.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying. So I didn't know you lived in Brazil. Oh, I mean, not Brazil, I'm sorry, Panama or Mexico. But in your experience when you were there, did you try to explain them when you said you did identify with like your Afro or Black side as far as when relating to the culture and your experience there.
So I spent more time in Mexico, and when I was
Okay.
talking Mexicans, I was trying to like share with them how proud I was to be a Black person. Like I shouldn't be ashamed of it because they're so, because like our history is what it is, what it is, what happened happened, and we shouldn't be ashamed of that. We shouldn't let people bring us down for it. We should overcome it and like be better, if that makes sense. And I feel as though some people that I did talk to did resonate and connect with that, and they did strive for greatness.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. And steering back to Emicida, so since you did, I guess, have a more personalized experience when hearing about him, were you surprised as his like popularity? Because a lot of people usually reminisce with their nationality and not their race, or acknowledge like the Samba or Afro-Latina roots of Brazil.
I mean, I honestly wasn't surprised. I feel as though when it comes to art, like specifically music, I feel as though Black people tend to be more on the popular side in terms of having like a twist in what their art is, and people connect with that more or connect with it more based on the beat or how the lyrics are in terms of that. But I will say that I was happy that he did acknowledge African side, because
Yeah.
not a lot of people, like especially in places in Latin American countries, truly recognize that or even acknowledge that.
I was surprised that he was as big as he was. I mean, I know music, yes. As we've seen throughout Brazilian history in class, as far as being big on nationality and only that and not focusing on the racism. I just wasn't expecting him to have so much pride. But I'm very proud that he's been successful and gotten his message across, at least with all of our artists.
I mean, in terms of Emicida, I feel as though he's been quite successful in getting his message across, given that his documentary is on Netflix. I mean, Netflix is such a powerful platform to have. I mean, millions of people across all the country, a lot of countries utilize that platform. So him sharing his voice, his history, how he's thriving in Brazil. Just continue to do what he's already been doing, which is make music that touched big issues. You see now across the world there's so many like political issues going on, and by him bringing up those like problems and bringing justice to them, it can only just better the community. So I think him doing that is great. Maybe even doing like another Netflix documentary, or making more artists with like American US artists, just doing more of that so he can like broaden his audience. But I think he's already doing a really good job in how he's reaching people.
Yeah, also for my artist Bia Ferreira, I think what she's doing is great. I don't think she should tone it down or sugarcoat anything. I think like her approach is like is fine the way it is. I definitely do think like to expand like how many people hear her, I feel like she should collab with like bigger mainstream artists, but also not like low tone down what she's saying, because I think what she's saying is great. I just think that she needs to be exposed to a bigger audience.
I could definitely agree on that as far as Mahoor, because I feel like her message is great, but I just don't think she has that platform by herself. And she would have a bigger global audience if she collabed with more LGBTQ artists. I mean, or even just Latin artists in general that are big here too, like Becky G is pretty big, and she's big here and in Latin America. So I just feel like, all in all, I feel like our artists are doing a great job in spreading awareness of Black issues and trying to bring light on societal issues that we should be solving and the youth should be inspired to, and that's exactly what they're doing through their music. So everyone, I hope you enjoyed Brazilian Beats.
Bye.
Bye.
Foca mania, marezeira de alegria é carnaval.